You are listening to the Business First Creatives podcast. I'm your host, Coley James. In each episode, you will hear real life stories, behind the scene takes, and practical insights for how to streamline and grow a creative business that brings you joy and a paycheck. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another solo episode on the Business First Creatives podcast. Y'all, I'm really excited about today's episode. This is the fourth and final episode in the video visibility series to close out 2023. I am making the assumption that by the time you have gotten to this episode in the series, that you have started working on overcoming any mindset blocks that you have related to getting in front of a camera and actually hitting record, because we are not going to be talking about mindset at all in this episode. Today, we want to talk about how you can get a jump start on creating and implementing a video visibility plan for your business in 2024. Now, we're going to take a look at three different areas in order to get this video visibility plan created and implemented as soon as possible. So the first thing that we are going to cover is where we can create ideas for video on our social media very quickly. I want to talk about identifying pieces of content that previously performed well. Performance for all of us is going to mean something completely different. But some of the things that you could look at in relationship to your previous content is, if it was a newsletter, what was the open rate? What was the click rate? How many replies did you get? Did you get people doing whatever the call to action was? Like, did they click on it and go to your website and then actually buy something? So these are things that we can look at in terms of newsletter statistics. Now, when it comes to things that you have previously posted on your social media, let's say, for example, that you posted a carousel on the five ways that you can DIY your website. If it performed well on a carousel, that is definitely a post that would be high on my list for you to create a video version of it. Okay. So again, we are looking at pieces of content that you have already created that did what it was supposed to do. We got people engaged. We got people sharing it. Whatever it is that you want to look at as the measurement of engagement or good performance. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't also tell you that your website probably has a great amount of content that would be perfect for you to create video content around. So, for example, most of us have a services or a sales page, depending on if you are selling, you know, your own services or if you're selling something like a digital course or a group program. Every single one of these services or sales pages has a headline. It has a good hook. It probably has client testimonials. It has a section that talks about the process of the offer or what's included in the course, those kinds of things. And then we usually have a frequently asked question section. Guys, that section is complete gold when it comes to making videos, because if the frequently asked questions were important enough for you to put on a sales page, they're probably important enough for you to address on your social media accounts. And video is going to be a way for you to answer these questions while your audience can look you in the eye on video, can also hear what you're saying. And if they are someone who actually needs to read the content, that is where captions are going to, you know, help your content convert. Also providing transcripts if it is a longer piece of content. Maybe this is a good time for me to tell you, I am not telling you to ideate 30 different videos that you can make that are 10 to 15 minutes each. Definitely not what I'm saying. There's short form video and there's long form video. And right now I'm really talking to you about short form video. Can you get your idea across in less than 60 seconds, less than 2 minutes, less than 5 minutes. I think that for these kinds of videos, like 5 minutes is the absolute max. And I would say you should only go to 5 minutes in like a handful of videos. It definitely should not be your norm in what you are creating for your video content. But if any of those have sparked ideas with you, you can actually open up your sales page and make an engaging piece of content where you are basically reading it and you are interpreting it and you are creating the video for your audience. Okay. So we've talked about thus far high performing pieces of content from your social media channels or your email marketing list. We've also talked about cutting up your services or your sales page to find the most engaging parts of that page. The last thing that I'm going to mention to you is your About Me page. One of the benefits of creating these short form videos is to increase the know, like, trust factor that you have with your audience. And yes, in some cases, you are going to have to talk about yourself in these pieces of video. And so what have you already created or said on your About Me page that would translate into a great piece of video content? Often it is a get to know you. Like, what are the most important things that someone should know about you? Second, your business origin story. Yes, people care about why you have created your business because that is often aligned with why you are really good at what you do and how you help others. Which, again, you could just make a video on specifically why you do what you do. I mean, for me, it is about saving people time, which often equates to money when it comes to the activities that you are doing in a repetitive nature in the back end of your business. I want everyone to automate the shit out of everything that you possibly can, because there is no reason that you should be writing all of these emails from scratch over and over again. And hey, guys, that makes great video content. Okay, so we've covered the what to create videos on. This second theme that I want to talk to you about is getting organized with your content to make that easier. Okay, Instagram was not made to where you can go and search your content to find all of the piece of content that you've talked about one particular topic. Like, Instagram was not made for that. YouTube, a little bit more. Your email marketing software, again, probably not. So back in episode 46, the name of the episode is The Cost of Disorganization. I mean, I was interviewing Ashley Schuler, and when she said that during the interview, I was like, oh girl, that is going to be the name of this episode. But the one thing that Ashley brought up during that episode was creating a central repository of all of your content that can be searched. And I feel like that is the important part that most of us are missing. Not only do you want all of your pieces of content to be in one place, you want to make sure that it's tagged appropriately or that it's searchable, so that if I want to go and see every piece of content where I have talked about Dubsado proposals, I can do that so that I can identify those pieces of high performing content to perhaps be reformatted for video. So if you create an organization system where you can access all of your previous content, it is going to make the reformatting and the repurposing easier as you create your video visibility plan. Okay, so once again, if you did not listen to that episode, it was episode 46, and Ashley is absolutely amazing. Like, content wasn't even the main topic of that episode, but when she started talking about creating this repository, my jaw literally dropped. Okay, so now that we're talking about organization, let's very briefly talk about your content pillars. Natasha Pierre, in the third episode of this video visibility series, gave her insights on identifying your content pillars and how you ideate pieces of content for those different content pillars. If you haven't listened to that episode, I mean, it's just one episode back, guys. Go back and listen to it. But after you've identified your pieces, your content pillars, if you will, and you've created specific pieces of content to go in each of them, it's really important that you organize it so that next quarter, in 6 months, in 1 year, you're eventually going to either want to just recycle and repost that exact same piece of content, or you're going to want to repurpose it and reformat it for a different medium. Now, again, one last thing before we move on from getting organized. You are probably creating pieces of content for many different platforms. You might be sending emails. You might be putting types of content on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, blogs. I mean, blogs are still here, guys. Blogs are still great ways to put out pieces of content. And you could even take these videos that we are talking about creating and embed them in your blog posts. But I do want you to identify one place that you can put all of these different pieces of content so that you will know what you have done and where. For me, that's in an Airtable hub. But I think you guys all know by this point, I'm super obsessed with Airtable. Okay, so now that we have gotten through what videos we're going to create and how we are going to organize our thoughts related to those pieces of content, the last thing that I want to talk to you about is how to avoid some common mistakes related to creating videos. First, do not create videos without a purpose. Like, there is a time and a place. If you enjoy being on stories, maybe you do want to every once in a while just turn the camera on yourself, hit record, and just engage with your audience. But then I would argue that is the purpose of that piece of content, is to engage with your audience. You should know before you hit record, before you plan any piece of video content, you should know whether or not your goal is to engage with your audience. It's going to talk about your offer. It's going to connect. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons that you create content, but you have to know the purpose before you do it. The second mistake that I want you to avoid, and it's perhaps the most important, so I don't know why I'm mentioning it second, but I don't want you to be afraid of repeating yourself. Now, back in the marketing series that I had, episode 84, I interviewed Dana Schaaf, and we discussed the rule of seven, which jokingly we said during the episode is really more like the rule of 12 or the rule of 24. That just means someone has to see a particular topic or a particular piece of content seven times before it even engages in their brain that it's something that they should pay attention to. Now, I'm creating content on this podcast. I'm repurposing that into YouTube videos, and sometimes I'm making specific YouTube videos. I have content that I'm posting on Instagram. I am emailing my newsletter, my email marketing list 1 to 2 times a week. Like, I'm putting out a lot of different content, but not everyone in my audience is seeing the content that I am putting out on every single platform. So I shouldn't be afraid of repeating myself among my platforms or even on the same platform. Now, guys, I'm not saying make one really good piece of content in a video and just keep resharing it over and over again in a very short amount of time. That is definitely not what you want to do, because people will unfollow you with quickness. But if you have made a really great video that is in your feed as a reel, absolutely reshare it to your stories. I mean, reshare it to your stories in a few hours or a few days after you've posted it. You could even reshare it to your stories in a few weeks or even like 1 to 2 months later. But don't take that exact same video and just keep on reposting it to your feed over and over again. That piece of content will get stale. Now, there is sometimes where it's going to be appropriate for you to repeat yourself and you are basically just resharing the exact same piece of content. Maybe you created it on Instagram and you want to reshare it in your email newsletter with a link. Totally acceptable, okay? But don't reshare it in your newsletter every single week for 6 weeks in a row. That is not the kind of repetition that I am telling you is good. It's definitely not good. The third mistake that I see a lot of people making is that you leave off the call to action. Now, I've already mentioned a call to action is not buy my thing. A call to action is whatever you are telling your audience to do after they have consumed a piece of content. So quite often when I am sharing content related to this podcast, One call to action may be, if you've enjoyed this, please subscribe and download to listen to the entire episode. A second call to action that I may give you is, if you found this useful, can you please share this episode with a friend? And then, of course, the third type is if the podcast purpose, if you will, was to talk about my offer or working with me, and I literally, after you finish listening, I want you to go and check out the offer, don't be scared to say that. Say, if you would like additional details about the CRM Blueprint for Creatives, please go to coleyjames.com/CRM-blueprint for additional details. But tell them what to do. Even if it is to tell them to mark some time on their calendar to do a particular task, if it is to come find you on Instagram and let you know in the DMs if they did this thing, all of these are different kind of call to actions, but don't just put out content and not tell someone what they should do next to get the most benefit out of consuming your content. Okay. The fourth one is one that I want to say over and over again, but I'm going to try really hard not to. The fourth mistake that I would love for you to avoid is simply reformatting bad content. Now, we started this episode talking about videos for your best performing content are going to be the lowest hanging fruit for you in terms of creating and implementing a video visibility plan quickly in your business for 2024. But the opposite is, please don't take a really bad piece of content off of your social media or from your email newsletter and make it into a video and think that it's going to do better. I really want you to make your videos with purpose, okay? I want these to be worth your time because for some of us, creating videos is more time consuming than just creating a post on Instagram. So if you are going to set aside time to make these videos, I want to make it worth your while. So please don't take a bad piece of content and think that making it into a video is going to get you more engagement. It won't. So if you've got a piece of content that didn't perform as expected, but you think that it still has potential, if it was an Instagram post initially, why don't you reformat it into an Instagram carousel and repost that to see if the engagement increases, to see if it gets better results? Likewise, you could still take that same piece of content and share bits and pieces of it in your newsletter to see if it performs better. Now, if it does perform better, maybe then you add it to your to-do list of videos to make. But don't take bad content and make videos with it. It's not a guaranteed way for success, and it might just make you feel a little burnt out on videos when it's totally not necessary. All right, guys, my fifth and final mistake that I would like for you to avoid when you are creating a video visibility plan is focusing on your equipment. Now, this is the fourth episode in this series, and have you noticed none of us have talked about equipment? Because the equipment is not the most important part of creating videos for your business. But some of us have a mindset issue. I guess we are going to talk about mindset for a second. Some of us have a mindset issue that we don't currently have equipment that is good enough to make videos. Guys, I am a professional photographer. I have at least $15,000 worth of photography gear in this house, and I don't use any of it to make any of the videos for my business. I only use that to make films of my clients. Okay. So if you've got a relatively new phone that probably has a really decent camera and microphone that you could totally use to make your first few videos. Also, if you have a relatively new laptop or computer, your front-facing camera is probably decent enough for you to make videos. So no one should think that they have to run out and spend hundreds or even four figures on new equipment in order to start recording videos for your business. And when you have recorded your first batch of videos and you're like, okay, maybe this is something that I want to continue to doing, the first piece of equipment that I'm actually going to recommend that you purchase is an external microphone. And guys, you can get a really decent external microphone for like $99. So we are not talking about a hefty investment. All right. So I hope that by telling you how to identify previous pieces of content to turn into videos, how to organize your content that already exists, as well as these new videos that you're going to make, as well as five mistakes to avoid, is going to help you get a jumpstart on creating and implementing a video visibility plan in your business for 2024. If you have decided on your first video that you are going to make, I would love to hear about it. Come find me over at Instagram. It's at Coley James, and send me a DM. All right, that's it for this episode. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the Business First Creatives podcast. For more information on this podcast, including show notes and links to the video podcast, please visit coleyjames.com/podcast. Are you loving the podcast? Sharing is caring. Until next time.